Hi, this is Claire, and this is my monthly podcast, which goes out on the first of every month via my newsletter and my blog. And it's mostly about inspiring creative expansion and inspiring you to live your immense creative potential, which basically all human beings are born with and sort of have suppressed throughout their lives and have a lid put on and have big walls and closed doors put in front of them. And these blogs are, and my online art school and my artwork is fully immersed in what it is to be creatively free, like what it means to have an expansive outlook and an expansive growth dynamic in our lives, like to be spiraling upwards rather than spiraling downwards. And a lot of us become atrophied creatively very early on in our lives because of shaming going on in school, in the education system, or by parents, or like we have parts of us, we get cut off from parts of us to do with shaming, being shamed sexually, or just detached because we get so freaked out by what's going on around us that we sort of can't deal with it, so we shut ourselves down. And certainly we take choices throughout the education and then the work system that just make it a lot easier to get by and not have the weight or the grind of having to survive. So we take these easy choices or easier choices, but we don't realise what we're sacrificing when we're doing that, that we're giving up our freedom in lots and lots of different ways. So yeah, this podcast is about freedom and what that freedom is. That we all sort of dream about and hope for and maybe wait all our working lives for and hope to find in our retirement, and then get a wee bit disappointed when it kind of doesn't automatically manifest itself and life isn't automatically easy. I've been very blessed that I've lived through some hardship in my life, but I've always chosen a path of freedom in terms of what I'm bound to in the day by day. So I'm really passionate about what happens when you free yourself up from the 9 to 5, or from serving other people, or from being bound into a structure that isn't really what you would most be fulfilled by doing. It's a normalized thing. It's a normalized phenomenon that we get into these things because we just have to do them because we have to survive, as it were. But the reality of what we would actually be doing if we were just surviving, it's really different and dynamic and wild and interesting and engaging and brings well-being and happiness and fulfillment in a way that maybe modern life and modern work routines don't necessarily, particularly when we're engaged and a very active cog in the consumer and materialism machine, which means that we're just basically selling stuff to people who are buying stuff in order to sell and buy more. So what happens when we don't have that fluidity with our time and our energy? Our body starts to take on board that rigidity. It starts to diminish because we don't have that flow going through us and around us. And that can have really immense consequences on our ability to interact creatively, spontaneously, and magically in the world. And when I say magically, I mean very sincerely, that when a person is liberated creatively, that they're literally able to step out into the world and absorb the world in a really fucking harmonious way, like in a way that they turn up at the right place in the right time and that things fall into place really nicely around them. I'm not talking about how it's always like candy canes and happy sprinkles or whatever and sparkly stardust and unicorns, but I'm talking about a very real ability to surf on a huge wave in life rather than being like struggling to keep your head above water. I mean, the difference between really moving with the huge dynamic force that's underneath us and around us and in all things, and moving with that and being in harmony with that and being in awe of the power of it and riding on it, and the difference between that and fighting what is trying to happen around us, and what happens when we're struggling and like fighting against life. Like basically a lot of us get stuck in these cycles because we're inherently doing something that isn't the main mission that we've come to life for, and the universe wants us to be on that mission and we want to be on that mission, but in the meantime we're just busy earning a wage and paying taxes and getting on with things. And the world really wants us to, the conventional world, the system really wants us to do that. So when we start to withdraw from that system or take a different street, it can get a bit intense. And so it's really important that we're quite aware of what we're doing when we're looking for freedom. Like, what are we actually doing with that? Like, what is the ultimate goal? Because my feeling about freedom is that if you're looking for the kind of freedom that's good for the greater good of everybody, then, and for the greater good of the universe and the happy well-being of all things and the interconnectedness of all things, then the universe will totally ride along with you and it'll carry you on that wave. But if you're sort of looking for it for personal gain or like trying to earn a fortune, or it won't, like the universe won't necessarily support you in that. And like the system might support you in that, and it might be like throw millions of dollars at you or like give you a shiny car, but the rest of the thing might not necessarily be all going in the right direction, and you might have this sense of disconnect or friction or the same kind of issue or bad energy coming up again and again. So anyway, I want to talk about how art relates to freedom, because art is this incredible, incredible primal practice that we can engage with, particularly drawing and painting with really simple materials, simple but good quality materials. We can get to this space very quickly that we don't get through meditation or yoga or whatever the other blessing and beautiful spiritual shit that we do. The thing about art is that it creates this flow between our brain, our imagination, our whole energy, and our hand and our eye and the outside world. And that's the key thing. Like, we're interacting, we're creating, we're building up a flow between us and the universe, and we're starting a dialogue. And when we put the first mark down on paper, the more marks we make, the easier it becomes and the more fluid we become in what we're doing. And also the more we're able to see who we are and what we are, and the more we're able to understand our purpose in the world. So in a way, it's much easier, excuse me, for us to gravitate towards our own freedom. And this is something that, like, if we see freedom as a thing outside of ourselves, then we can try all different shapes and sizes of clothing and all different types of houses and accommodation and all different kinds of holidays and vacations and friendships and relationships. But at the end of the day, if we're not referring to our own core and coming back into our own core and our own sense of self, then we're always going to be trying on somebody else for size or something else for size, and we're not actually going to be gravitating to it, navigating to it from the inside of ourselves. And one thing that happens very quickly when we start mark making or putting what's inside of us out onto a canvas or a piece of paper, what happens very, very quickly is we see where there's tension, we see where there's inconsistency or indecision, we see very quickly where there's emotion or anger or sadness. Like, things come up very quickly. Like, when we start doodling, when we start putting things into more concrete form, when we start making something like a finished piece, particularly, you know, we get beyond the first few minutes of drawing, we get into the hours and maybe the days and the weeks, and we get into the space where we're refining a thing in front of us that has come wholly from where we are. Yeah, we're using materials, and yeah, there's a canvas in front of us, and maybe it's a square canvas, so we're working within these boundaries and confines and the limitations or the capacity of the materials that we're using. But mostly it is a great deal of it is coming from inside of us, and it's completely spontaneous and it's completely real and it's completely hopefully uncontrived. Like that's a whole other thing, the whole other subject, the subject of getting to more freedom through working, through our tension, through art. As soon as we put down marks, we can see if there's tension in it, we can see if there's pretension in it, we can see if there's our own snobbery, we can see our own trying too hard, we can see our own feelings of worthlessness, we can see it, we see everything because it comes out immediately as soon as, because we're just putting down the truth. So whatever is in us will come out and it'll be visible right in front of us. A bit like if you sit long enough and look at yourself in the mirror, you will eventually see the real you. So I'm going to talk a lot more deeply about these subjects in future podcasts, and I would really love your interaction and your response to them. I'd love to know, like, what is your idea about freedom? Like, what makes you feel free, first of all? And what would you like to feel freer? Like, how would you like to feel freer? Like, what do you really feel is holding you back? What do you feel would free you to move you forward? And if you're interested in a short but intensive course on creative freedom, which I have, which is your sign up opt-in for the Real School of Art, follow the link underneath this podcast, because there's a series of 10 video lessons, worksheets, and podcasts that are a really beautiful way of jumping into the creative process and of understanding where the process comes from and how you begin clearing space to allow it to come out of you and into the world. I would love to have you there, and I'd love to hear from you if you've got any questions about that too. I will speak to you in another month's time, and in the meantime, follow the links below if you want to get into my inner circle or see my paintings or anything like that. I've got a couple of websites that have got paintings on them, and I use a couple of platforms that have got books and artwork on them. And any questions, just ask me below this podcast. Loads of good wishes to you, and I hope you're inspiring yourself to move forward into your own creative potential. Ciao.